You're listening to the audio production of Never Order Barbecue in Maine, Proven Career Strategies from People Who've Been There, Done That, by Ken Tanner, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Chad Eskew.
For Mom. Blanche Baggett Tanner, who, along with the other women of our greatest generation, preserved this country during its great crises, faced life with dignity and wisdom, and prayed God's blessings upon her family and neighbors. Preface. I was just out of high school when I received an invitation to attend a program in Chicago sponsored by the American Academy of Achievement. This organization held a yearly event in which it brought together 100 young leaders of tomorrow with 30 famous people. For a week, I rubbed elbows with Neil Armstrong, Howard Baker, Michael DeBakey, and Sir Edmund Hillary, who responded to my question rather indignantly. Why did I climb Mount Everest? Because, hell, boy, I like to climb mountains. You're thinking of the chap that climbed the Matterhorn. And we listened to inspirational speeches from people like Lowell Thomas, who said everyone should go to jail at least once, and Dr. Jim Jensen, who had recently discovered the world's largest dinosaur, his pearl. No one would have paid any attention to me if I had discovered the world's smallest dinosaur. Most of the advice and thoughts I heard during this week were not as cleverly phrased. However, I harvested an abundance of plain-spoken wisdom derived from years of experience. The president of General Motors, the employer of 700,000 people, chatted about dealing with people on an individual basis. A now-paralyzed Olympic champion taught us how she hurdles real obstacles these days. And, as detailed later in this book, a young executive provided surprising insight about how he used relationships to become president of a major corporation when he was barely out of his 20s. This week was the best educational experience of my life. Nothing compared to sitting at the feet of great men and women while they reminisced of their successes, failures, and dreams yet to be realized. How different this seems when you survey the offering of problem-solving advice in business books and magazines and from consultants and other so-called gurus. While there is some comfort in confident advice from MBAs, media stars, and gimmick-of-the-month programs, you often get the feeling that much of it is all frosting and no cake. Why? The latest theories and pontifications haven't been tested properly. Or those offering the advice are still wet behind the ears. Or a very successful person will assume that what brought him...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?